FM subs that still feel warm. Beginner Ableton lesson. Let's build a drum and bass sub that has that tight FM definition, but still feels round, heavy, and comfortable on a big system. Because here's the problem. FM is amazing for DNB bass, but the second you push it too hard in the sub range, it goes cold, plucky, or weirdly metallic. So the whole mission today is controlled harmonics. Just enough extra overtones to make the sub translate, and then we stop before it turns into a buzzy mess. We're doing this with Ableton stock tools, plus Waveitable, and I'll coach you like you're actually in a session with drums running, because subs don't get mixed in solo. They get mixed against the kick and snare. Step 0. Set the session up like DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create 3 tracks, one for drums, one MIDI track for bass, and optionally a reference track so you can check your low end against a pro tune. Even if you only have a basic drum loop, that's enough. We want the kick and snare hitting while we build, because the sub has to sit around them. Now step 1. Create the bass instrument rack. On your bass MIDI track, drop an instrument rack. Open it up and create 2 chains. Name the first one SUB, FM warm. Name the second one MID, optional. This is the classic DNB approach. The sub is stable and boring in the best way, and the mid layer is where the attitude lies. Cool. Step 2. Build the warm FM sub in Waveitable. On the SUB chain, add Waveitable. Set oscillator 1 to a sine wave. That's your carrier, the thing you actually hear. Leave it at a normal level. Set oscillator 2 also to a sine wave, but turn its level all the way down, basically negative infinity. We don't want to hear OSC 2 directly. It's just there to modulate OSC 1. Now find the FM section in Waveitable and choose FM from OSC 2. Here's the key. We're using tiny FM amounts. Start around 5 to 12%. Small on purpose. Set OSC 2 ratio to 2.00. That ratio choice matters a lot. 2 to 1 is musically friendly. It tends to add harmonics in a way that sounds warm and solid instead of icy and random. Keep fine tune at 0 cents for now. Quick coaching note. Warmth is mostly second harmonic management. A pure sine is just the fundamental. Warm usually means you've added a controlled amount of the second harmonic, the octave above, and maybe a touch of the third. FM is one way to generate that. But the moment your FM amount gets greedy, those sidebands get harsh fast. So start subtle and earn your way up. Step 3. Add subtle saturation for warmth. After Waveitable on the SUB chain, add saturator. Choose soft sine mode. That's usually the friendliest for low end. Set drive around 2 to 5 dB. Turn on soft clip. Now, super important, level match. When you add saturation, it usually gets louder, and your brain will think louder equals better. So after you set drive, pull down the output so bypass on and off feels about the same loudness. Then judge the tone. That one habit will instantly improve your decisions. What we're doing here is not distortion for aggression. We're giving the sine a little texture so it shows up on smaller speakers, and so the sub feels like it has something to grab onto. Step 4. Keep the sub clean with a low-pass and mono discipline. After saturator, at EQ8, put a low-pass filter on it. Try a 24 dB slope, and set the cutoff somewhere around 90 to 148 dB. Where you land depends on your track and how much room you want for the mid layer. Keep resonance low. We're not making a synth whistle, we're just fencing the sub into its lane. After EQ8, add utility. Set width to 0%. Full mono. In drum and bass, the sub should be mono and consistent. Stereo sub is one of the fastest ways to lose power because of phase issues. And another coaching note, phase consistency matters more than people think. If your sub feels like it changes weight from note to note, check that you're not using unison, random phase, stereo effects, or anything that makes each note start differently. Stable phase equals stable, pillowy weight. Step 5. Add movement without losing weight. A warm sub can feel a little too flatline, so we'll add movement, but we do it in a way that doesn't steal the low end. Back in Waveitable, use an envelope, usually env2, to modulate the FM amount slightly. Set the envelope with a fast attack, basically 0 milliseconds, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain at 0. Then add a small modulation amount to FM, like plus 3 to 8%. What you should hear is a little harmonic bloom at the start of the note, and then it settles into a clean warm sine-ish sub. That's a rolling bass secret, transient character without losing the floor shake. If you get clicks on the note onset, don't try to solve it by blurring the whole sound. Just add 1 to 5 milliseconds of attack on the amp envelope. Then let the envelope-driven FM bloom provide the perceived punch. Step 6. Optional mid layer for presence. If you want more presence, Go to the MIDEA optional chain. Add wave eatable or operator, whichever you prefer. For the MID layer, you can use a saw or triangle as a base, or do FM with a higher ratio like 3.00 to 6.00 and a higher FM amount. This is where you can get more talk and bite. Then, immediately shape it so it doesn't fight the sub. At EQ8 and high pass it around 120 to 100 AEHZ. The sub owns the sub. The mid should not be stealing that headroom. Add saturator or overdrive. With mids, you can push harder. Saturator drive at 4 to 10 dB is totally fair game. If you use overdrive, try setting the frequency focus somewhere around 700 Hz to 2k Hz and drive it until it speaks. Then utility. If you want width, you can widen the MIDE chain to 120 to 160%. The sub stays mono. The mid can be wide for excitement. If you want to be extra clean about widening, here's a nice safe move. After widening the MID, add EQ8 in mid/side mode and high pass the side channel around 200 to 350 Hz. That keeps the low mids from smearing in stereo, while still giving you width up top. Step 7. Glue and peak control on the bass track. Now click to the actual bass track after the instrument rack. Add a glue compressor. Set attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. You're not trying to smash the bass. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to keep it controlled. If you want safety, add a limiter after that, sealing at minus 0.8 dB, and only a tiny bit of gain if needed. This is spike catching, not loudness. Step 8. Sidechain to the kick for the bounce. Add a regular compressor, not glue, and turn sidechain on. Choose your kick as the input. Try ratio 4:1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, this is what makes the kick punch through without you having to turn the sub down and ruin the vibe. It's that clean D&B breathing room. Coaching note. If your bass line is super busy with fast notes, heavy sidechain can erase them. A slick workaround is to duplicate the bass track. One track has the normal deep sidechain duck. The other has lighter duck and is mostly harmonics with a low cut. Then you only bring that second track in for the busy parts. That's a more advanced move, but it's a lifesaver. Step 9. Write a rolling bass line. Simple but authentic. Make a two bar loop. Keep it minimal. In a minor as an example, try A1, G1, A1, C2. For rhythm, place notes on beat 1, then 1 and a bit later, then beat 2, then late in beat 2 or into beat 3 depending on your grid. And leave space where your snare is living, usually on 2 and 4 in a classic layout. The exact pattern is flexible, but the idea is, don't fill every hole. The groove comes from space. Also, think like a drummer with note length. If the sub is warm but messy, shorten the MIDI notes so they don't collide with the kick tail or the snare body. People overprocess when the real fix is just cleaner note durations. If your patch responds to velocity, try stronger velocity on the first note of the bar, slightly lower on the in-between notes. That tiny dynamic shift adds life in a way that doesn't eat headroom. Step 10. Quick arrangement ideas. For a classic rolling drop, do something like this. Intro with drums and atmosphere, tease the mid layer quietly. Build for 8 bars with the bass filtered, maybe an auto filter on the whole bass track. Then drop for 32 bars. In the first 16 of the drop, run sub plus a light mid. In the second 16, add variation. Maybe change the last note or automate the FM amount by a tiny amount, like plus or minus 3%. The word is subtle. Subtle movement feels expensive. Now, extra pro technique. The second harmonic fader. If you want your sub to translate on small speakers without messing up the true low end, duplicate your SUB chain inside the rack. On the duplicate chain, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, then saturate it harder, like 4 to 8 dB, then low pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Blend that chain super low, like minus 18 to minus 30 dB. This creates a controlled warmth layer that makes the bass audible on phones without turning your sub into a square wave. Map that duplicate chain volume to a macro called warmth or translate. Now you have a single fader that makes the bass feel louder without actually cranking the fundamental. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. If your sub sounds metallic, you use too much FM amount. Pull it back. If it feels cold and unstable, you may be using non-harmonic ratios. Stick to clean ratios like 2.00 while you learn. If the low end disappears in the mix, check stereo. Width should be zero on the sub. If your sub is fighting the whole track, you forgot to low pass the sub chain. And if you're running out of headroom, you're probably oversaturating the sub. Warm harmonics, yes. Full-on square wave, no. Two more quick coach notes before you practice. Don't chase 30 Hz unless the key demands it. Warm subs often feel warmer when the fundamental sits in a comfortable zone, roughly 43 to 60 Hz. If you go too low, you'll compensate with distortion and things get gritty fast. And use spectrum. Put spectrum on the bass track. You want a strong fundamental, plus a smaller bump at double the frequency. That's the second harmonic. If that second harmonic starts getting almost as loud as the fundamental, that's when warm turns into edgy. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. Make only the sub chain first. Save three versions of the patch. Version A, FM amount 5%, saturator drive 2 dB. Version B, FM amount 10%, saturator drive 4 dB. Version C, FM amount 15%, saturator drive 6 dB. Write the same two-bar pattern, and level match them so they're equally loud. Then pick the one that feels largest at low listening volume and still smooth, not clanky. Once that's solid, bring in the MID layer and blend it very quietly, like -12 to -24 dB under the sub, until it's more felt than heard. Recap: warm FM subs come from small FM amounts, harmonic ratios, and gentle saturation. Keep the sub mono and low passed. Let the mids do the aggression. Sidechain to the kick so the groove breathes, and build it as a rock so you can mix like a pro. Sub stable, mids flexible. When you're done, tell me what sub style you're aiming for, like liquid rollers versus jump up versus neuro-ish rollers, and what key your track is in. Then we can pick FM ratios and EQ targets that land on the warm side for that exact vibe.